So today is June 3rd, 2015, in Sasana era 2559. So the Dhamma talk, Sri Aurobindo, for the yogis who are practicing intensive retreat at the Tathagata Center, Tathagata Meditation Center, San Jose, is the introduction to the Mahasatipatthana Sutra. And then the explanation or the Pali word Ekayanat, Ekayana Mega, the only way. And then the first benefit we can gain from development of mindfulness. So the discourse on Satipatthana Sutra, what we are following when we practice Satipatthana meditation, was expounded by the Buddha in the Kuru state, Kuru province, and the Kamasadhamma town or the small city. Why did the Buddha select this place to expound in detail the development of mindfulness in this particular area? It is because the weather there is very comfortable and pleasant. And the food accommodation are also comfortable. And people there are also very smart, and their mind is stable. So for these reasons, the Buddha selected to such a profound explanation of the Satipatthana practice in detail. So in view of the reasons why the Buddha selected Kamasadhamma, the town, the small city, reminds Searos to think about, make Searos think about the compatibility of the DMC, Tathagata Meditation Center. This Tathagata Meditation Center is really compatible to the Kamasadhamma from all perspectives. In terms of weather, this time is very pleasant weather. And food and accommodation also very decent. So this center is comparable to the Kamasadhamma city. There are seven suitabilities, seven factors suitable for yogis who practice intensive retreat until they accomplish their purpose. The first of all, awasa, accommodation. For intensive retreat, a yogi need suitable, decent accommodation. The DMC provides yogis with a suitable, decent accommodation. And then second is a food. Food here also healthy and nutritious, so the suitable for the intensive meditator. The weather also good. And then number three is the weather. It's also good. And number four is gojara. Gojara is means the place for monks to go for alms food. This is a uniquely or peculiarly applicable to the monks and nuns, not lay people. So number five is Kosra and number five. No, the number five is the Pokala.
Pasa, Tiyasaka.
Or Basa means the The Dhamma discussion is also available. And number six is Pogala. Pogala means passing. Refer to our fellow meditators and meditation teachers. So here, fellow meditators are well disciplined, teachers are skilled and experienced. And then number seven, and the last one is Iriyabhata, the suitability of the bodily postures. So here, yogi are practicing according to the suitability of the bodily postures. So in this meditation center, the Sherov finds Sherov he there are all seven suitabilities completed. It's Sherov really appreciates this point. So that's why Thakada Meditation Center Sherov believe is compatible to the Kamasa Dhamma. A small city where the Buddha expounded this Satipatthana Sutra. So it seemed the Satipatthana mindfulness meditation practice had already become popular in those days around that area. Because when the people met somewhere in public, like the according to the Pali text, the where people take the water or the weaving place, something like this. Compared to nowadays, compared to the shopping mall, something like this. So when people meet in those public places, they often ask each other, what kind of mindfulness are you developing? You are developing mindfulness on the body, or sense, or feeling, or mind, or dharma. And this is quite common. People ask this kind of question. If you reply, oh no, I don't practice any mindfulness, and then you will get blamed, or towards Zividan Dodara, or your life is wasteful. Jiva Manabi Mata Sadisa, even though you are living alive, you are actually dead person. So you will get blamed. If you answer, your answer is no. And then if you answer, oh, I'm developing mindfulness on body or sensation or and so on, and then they will happy and they will happy and embrace you or towards Jividan, Sujividan. So your life is a worthy life. You live a worthy life. And your human life is a worthy. Tavataya sama sambhodo upano. For your sake, the Buddha came to appear to this universe. How good, how wonderful you are. Sadhu, sadhu, well done, well done. So they praise you if you answered, if you replied, or if you really practice in Satipatthana, mindfulness meditation. In this regard, there is a story. During that time, that not only human beings, even animals, were interested in development of mindfulness. So near the nunnery, where there were nuns or bhikkhunis, there is fell down a parrot, and the bhikkhuni nuns, they raised the parrot, the bird, and then they gave name to it as Buddha Rakhita. And then they also taught how to speak, how to understand the human language. And then they also teach the meditation. So they teach very easy kind of meditation. So they taught the parrot, the bat. So this is the place where the good people, virtuous people lived and practiced. So you also should follow our ways. You should not waste your time. So you should develop mindfulness by meditating thus ati, or skeleton or bone, So there's nothing else but a skeleton or bone, bone. So as taught by the nuns, the bard, he developed this kind of mindfulness. One day, the parrots in the sun, and during the cold season, the eagle, and the big eagle, the bird, hawk, he saw the small parrot, and he dived down and took it away. And then monks, nuns, they chased the eagle and throwing stone or stick at the bird. Then finally the eagle released the parrot. And then the nuns, bhikkhuni, they asked, how did he feed? When the bird was taken away by the eagle. And then it's replied, oh, I just focused on the skeleton or bone. There's a bone. A small skeleton or bone was taken away by the bigger skeleton or bones. There is only bones, skeletons or bones. I just meditate on that. So I have no fear. I just meditate on it. So even according to this story, even the animal, it seemed they practice, they develop mindfulness. So mindfulness meditation was that popular in those days on that area. So in such a suitable and a prosperous place, the Buddha gave this discourse on mindfulness meditation. Ega yano ayam bhikkhave mago sadana visuriya, and so on. So every day during the retreat, yogi here are reciting this sutra. So the meaning of the sutra generally familiar to you. So here the first word is ekayana. Ekayana ayam bhikkhave mago. So ekayana is of two words combined, eka and ayana. So eka means only. Only way. Ekayana means only way. So to purify our mind until to experience nirvana, development of mindfulness is the only way. That's the literal meaning of the ekayana. So there are some other ways of defining this Pali word, ekayana. In brief, so ekayana, the only way, means there is this is a certain way. There is no other branch to reach nirvana. The previous Buddhas and the future Buddhas, all the Buddhas, we practice follow this way. And whoever practice this development of mindfulness, satipatthana meditation, can experience the benefits like the starting from mental purification to the ultimate peacefulness or nirvana. There's no other ways. So the Buddha see or realize this fact when he was fully enlightened under the Bodhi tree near Niranjara River, and he contemplated on this point. At that moment, the Sampati Brahma, that's the superior, the deity, he came down and he said, "The Buddha, it is true. So this meditation, Satipatthana meditation, is the only way that can lead to the Nibbana, where there is no suffering at all." And then there are sufferings like the jati, rebirth, old age, and so on. And then Nibbana, when we reach Nibbana, there is no such kind of the suffering. So to reach Nibbana, the development of mindfulness is the certain way or the only way. All the Buddhas in the past or in the future, they will follow, they will teach the same method, the same way. So here, yogis, we are developing mindfulness according to Satipatthana Sutra. And we are bound to experience the benefit or the practice, starting from the mental purification to ultimate peacefulness or Nibbana. So inspired by this kind of the fact, Sierra encouraged us to put great effort in the practice. So by following this Satipatthana method, Satipatthana practice, the Buddha mentioned here seven kinds of benefits we can gain. The first benefit is Sadhana Visuddhiya, so to purify the beings or the mental defilements. So this one is very important. Mental purification is very important. This is a foundation on which all the higher level or the benefits and insight based. So the first benefit is very important. So why is mental purification is so important? So it is said the sakala medium sadhanan dukkhan kilesa mulakan. All the suffering, mental and physical distress, or the living beings are rooted in the mental defilements, kilesa, such as lobha, greed or selfishness, dosa, hatred, anger, aversion, and moha, ignorance, illusion, delusion, so and so on. So all kinds of our dukkhas are totally based on these kinds of mental defilements. So unless if we fail to develop mindfulness, then we always develop the mental defilements. When we encounter the desirable objects, we arouse the greed or craving or lust. And when we meet something undesirable, something or someone we hate, and then we feel angry, frustrated and so on. And also we are always deluded because we cannot see the truth. Most of the time we are under illusion. So we see something right as something wrong. We always mistake the truth for the mistake for the truth. So based on these mental defilements, we committed several kinds of the evil deeds. So for this reason, whatever mental or physical distress or whatever misery or suffering are said to be rooted in mental defilements, lobha, dosa, and so on. So when we react the external object based on these lobha, dosa, moha, mental defilements, and then we develop the evil all the time. So we have to observe the present phenomena, mental or physical or whatever, starting from rising, falling, or the abdomen as a home object. So it's very important to develop mindfulness every moment, every second, if possible. So every moment we develop mindfulness, and then we accumulate mindfulness. We accumulate mindfulness from a few seconds to a few minutes to hours and weeks, so on. In this way, we develop mindfulness and more and more. So every moment of mindfulness purify our mind from mental defilements like lobha, dosa. So it's a very obvious, very evident. Every moment of mindfulness purifies our mind or mental defilements. So it's very important for all of us to observe whatever phenomena obvious. So try your best to develop mindfulness by observing whatever phenomena is evident. So during the practice, during the sitting hour, for example, we observe the rising, falling, or the abdomen. In the beginning, everybody had hard time wandering mind. The mind is wandering, and the mind is not stable, and often agitated. So very difficult to catch the object, though we miss the many objects. So we need to make some more effort in the practice. So sometimes the wandering mind is just briefly arises and passes away. Then we don't need to note it purposely. We just keep on noting rising, falling, rising, falling. And then when our mind become focused on the rising, falling continuously, then naturally wandering mind less and less. However, if the mind is wanders a lot, or if the mind goes away for longer period, and then it is very important to note that's a wandering mind, as a wandering, until that thoughts are totally disappear. And then we have to go back to the primary object, home object, like the rising, falling, or whatever phenomena obvious in us. And then Seattle would like to explain the little bit further more about the Satipatthana definition he made yesterday. So the Satipatthana, another meaning he often put emphasis on is the well-established, well-establishment of the mindfulness. So mindfulness must be well-established on the object. It's very important to understand. If we understand how to establish our mindfulness on the present phenomena, then we are considered, we understand the method correctly. And it's also important to understand the establishment means mind is fully established or fully focused on the object. Like a super glue, the mind is stuck to the object, fully focused on the object. That's the meaning of the Satipatthana. So understanding the meaning of the Satipatthana, so we need to observe the object, whatever phenomena obvious, concurrently and carefully. So when the abdomen rises, we have to be aware concurrently of the object rising. And similarly with the falling and or sensation or thoughts, whatever phenomena become obvious, we should be aware of them concurrently. And if we are able to make effort in such way, then we are developing the mindfulness in a correct way. So when we are able to note the present phenomena concurrently, we can discern real phenomena. We can experience real phenomena, but there is a difference, still difference, between this beginner yogi and experienced yogis, of course. As for beginner yogi, or when we start meditation practice, we are most likely to see the form or shape or the object or the abdomen. We experience the abdomen like a balloon or arising or up and down and moving up and down or swaying side by side, something like this. We can only experience the shape or form or manner or the object. But when we experienced, or when our practice improves, we start to discern real phenomena beyond the form or shape or manner. So, Sayadaw, we continue next days, the how yogis, meditator can experience through the intensive retreat. So when the yogis are able to discern the mental and the physical phenomena, he will start to see the object from knowing mind. The object, the differentiate object from the knowing mind. He will start to find the and distinguish between mind and body. So in this way, the meditator start to develop the vipassana insight gradually, and then the yogi's mind become the purer and purer from mental defilements. The yogi can experience by his or her own practice. So this is ekayana, the only way that can lead us to the mental purification up to the ultimate peacefulness or nirvana. So in conclusion, Sierra wish may all of you be able to put great effort in such a wonderful, amazing development of mindfulness until you purify your mind totally from mental defilements and experience nirvana. Thank you for your attention. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.